ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said in his kalam in surah Ra'd, inna allaha la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change their condition within themselves. There is a famous saying in English which says that a great civilization cannot be destroyed from the outside until it destroys itself from the inside. External enemies cannot defeat you until you have defeated yourself internally. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they destroy themselves from inside. And one of the things that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain used to do is whenever they had any kind of reversal or any kind of adversity, they would introspect and look at themselves and say, what is it that we are doing wrong? They were not so concerned about external factors. They did not look so much at battle strategy or something. Not that that is not important, that's also important, but they did not see that as the primary important thing. They looked at internally to themselves to say, what is it that we are doing in our life as a result of which the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not coming. Now, I want to remind myself and you that it's important for us to learn from our Salaf and to practice these things. So today, if you look at the world, at what is happening in the world, and we have a lot of examples in the world of all sorts of adversities, what is happening in Palestine, Gaza, and what's happening in Syria and various places, we have to introspect internally within ourselves and say and look and identify and say, what is going wrong? What is it that we have been doing as a result of which we are seeing these symptoms outside? It's like the human body, sometimes there are certain kinds of illnesses that if you have the problem inside your body, you get boils on the skin, or you know, if you get a boil on the skin, you just put some ointment on it, it won't go away. Because that boil is a symptom of something wrong inside. It is not by itself. It's something which is wrong inside is creating that. So you have to deal with the cause. If you want to change an effect, you have to deal with the cause. Dealing with the effect symptomatically will not cure the problem. You have to deal with the cause. And that's what we need to do. We need to introspect and we need to think. Inshallah, during this itikaf, I am planning to do a lecture on this, so I won't go into the whole long thing just now. We will look at it in detail. But just now, what I want to do for myself, and I request you to do for yourself, is look at your own lives. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in Surah Ar-Rum, He said, Zaharul Fasad fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydi nas. So what is the reason for the fasad? كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ عَمَلْ بِأَيْدِي النَّاسِ. That is the سَبَبُ الْفَسَاد, the عَمَل of people. Allah said fasad is on the land and the sea because of what people do. So if we look at ourselves and say that whatever is happening in different places, how am I contributing to that? Now you might say, well, how can you say I am contributing to what is happening in Palestine? I'm sitting here in India, I have not done anything to anybody. But contributing is not only in directly going and throwing a stone. Contributing is in our actions which bring down upon us the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I told you, I mean, I am going to do a long lecture on this, but just to give you a couple of pointers. For example, take the ayat of Surah Al-Isra where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Bani Israel. And He said that when you disobeyed, we caused our warlike slaves to defeat you and enter the innermost parts of your homes and your masajid. Now Allah did not say that when the Bani Israel who were living in Jerusalem were disobedient. Allah is talking about Bani Israel in general. And Bani Israel were not living only in Jerusalem. They were living everywhere. But what happened, happened in Jerusalem. So, sometimes you find that actions of people which are not necessarily in that place, the result of it will happen in some place. And it's not because those people are bad, but because of whatever is happening around. And so we have to ask ourselves this question and say, what is it that I am doing? Where am I disconnected with Allah? How am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that I am doing which can be, wallah alam, we don't say it is, but it can be the cause of the difficulties that happen. Second thing to look at also is in our own lives, personally. So one is the global situation, but also personally in our lives. We live in a very materialistic world, so we always look for material reasons for things to have. Whatever happens, we look for a material reason. So this is the reason why it happened. For example, if your business is not doing well, then you immediately say, well, you know, because of the downtrend in the market, and that's why the business is not doing well, and so on and so forth. But that was not the way of the Sahaba. They always came back and they looked at their own amal. And they say, what is it that I am doing in my ibadah, for example, that contributes to what is happening in my business? What is it that, for example, take Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The famous story where in Medina there was an earthquake. So he was standing and he sensed this tremor in the earth. So Sayyidina Umar, with his durra, he hit the ground and he said, why are you shaking when there is no injustice being done on you? Now imagine the confidence of the Amir to say something like this, that there is no injustice being done on you. Because he knows, he is responsible for that. He said, why are you shaking when there is no injustice on you? So the issue, what is he saying now? The earthquake, the reason for the earthquake is injustice. And that is also the meaning of the ayat of Surah Ar-Rum, which I said, where the cause of the fasad is injustice. So if someone tells you the tsunami, I've mentioned this in a different lecture. I was also thinking of the ayat which our Imam recited in of Surah Al Imran. If you think about that and you say, okay, if you ask somebody, if you ask a geologist, why does a tsunami happen? Then he tells you it happens when the tectonic plates, one rides over the other. So an earthquake happens at the bottom of the ocean, which creates a wave, and the wave goes at a speed of around 900 kilometers an hour. And while it is going on the open ocean, there is no problem. But when it hits the land, all the water piles up. And at 900 kilometers an hour speed, that water is a billion tons of water. It destroys everything. So this was the answer to what question? How does a tsunami happen? So you ask him now, okay, then why does a tsunami happen? What answer does he give you? Same answer. Same answer. And I mentioned this before, the difference between why and how. How can you have the same answer to why and how? So we'll talk about that in detail later, but I'm just saying this point is in your mind. How this answer is correct? Why? Amrillah. The Amr of Allah. Why does the Amr of Allah come? زهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when promiscuity and shamelessness spreads in the land, Allah will send earthquakes. Now you might say, what does that have to do with earthquakes? Shamelessness and promiscuity is human behavior. How can it create an earthquake? It creates an earthquake because this is the information of the Wahi. And I referred to those ayat which our Imam recited in the first rakat of Al Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah did not say أَوْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, He said وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding creation in terms of science and technology. When you do these together, you get understanding of what happens in the world. And therefore my request to you, and I inshallah will try to do it myself, let us look at our own lives. Let us look at our own lives, especially in i'tikaf. We are sitting here, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your i'tikaf. We have enough and more time, nothing else to do, we are in the masjid. Let us spend some time and reflecting and say, what is it in my life which needs to be changed? Because if I want the external conditions to change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I do not change them until this one changes. So let us see what is it that internally that I need to do with my life, in any aspect of the life, whether it is huququllah or whether it is huququl ibad. Both of these we need to look at and say, how can we change this in order that my external conditions become better. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding and to help us to implement this in our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.